when compassion is called for. And there are really only three ways that we can respond to this, and all three of them deal with our attitudes. And the first is, I don't care. I just don't want to get involved. And the second one is, I don't care, and I'm really too busy to be able to help, stop and help. And then, of course, the third way is that I do care, and I care enough to stop and do what I can to help. Now, what attitude do you actually think most people nowadays have when they see somebody else in need? And with that, I'm not talking about somebody who needs immediate medical aid, because I'm sure then we would all quite freely go and dial 999. I'm talking about someone who maybe is homeless and hasn't got a coat to wear when it's cold outside. How many of us would actually dare to take our coats off and give it to that person? Now, during my training as a reader, I can remember a story that was told to us by one of the leaders there, and we had been discussing the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, I'm going to tell you that story, but I'm going to tell it as though it was me that was there, but I can assure you it wasn't. I remember a situation years ago when I used to frequent a local coffee shop. As I was going in one day, there was a middle-aged man sitting on the ground, leaning up against the side of the building. The first glance told me he was homeless. As I passed, he asked for some money so he could get some coffee. I gave him a couple of pounds, and then I invited him to come in with me. When we entered, there was only one place left up at the counter, so I told him to go ahead and take it because I would be sitting over with a friend on a sofa. When the waitress came to take my order, I told her to give the man at the bar a coffee and also a full breakfast. And would she give me the bill? A friend I was with said that I was crazy. And we actually just sat there and we watched the man as he was sitting up at the bar, and he was pouring water into his coffee. And I then realized what he was actually doing. He was trying to make this coffee last as long as possible. So he told the waitress to let him have as much coffee as he would like. Now, when the breakfast came, we saw how quickly he ate the breakfast, and you could tell he was starving. And it's at this moment that I also noticed something else, something terrible. Right after he'd sat down, other customers got up and moved, or they even left the cafe altogether. There was no compassion, no love for a neighbour, only selfish concern for themselves. And then it hit me. Every one of us has probably acted the same way to one another in our own lives. And that brought forth a hurt in my heart that made me ashamed of myself and how I had acted in the past. Now, as far as the parable of the Good Samaritan, the priest mentioned, the first person going by mentioned, didn't even stop for a moment before he crossed the road and he kept going. He didn't even get close enough to see what was wrong with the man. Now, this priest is supposed to be a man of God, and he was acting out of pure selfishness. And this attitude is prevalent in many people today when they see someone else who is in need. They think that if they pretend that they didn't see the person, then they won't be expected to help. Now, the next person to pass on the road was a Levite, a temple assistant. And today, he would be somebody like one of our church wardens. But unlike the priest before him, he did at least stop and check the man out to see what was wrong before turning away and continuing on his journey. And again, he didn't offer, though, any help whatsoever. And another man who claim to be godly acting in a most ungodly way. And then we see a hated Samaritan happened to be coming by. Now, why was this Samaritan hated? Well, because he was from Samaria, and Samaritans were known as half-breeds. They were part Jew and they were part Gentile. And Jews hated them and they avoided them wherever possible. Now, we feel sorry for individuals who are in real need, but really, do we feel compassion for them? What is compassion? Well, the Cambridge English Dictionary defines compassion as a strong feeling of sympathy and sadness for the suffering or bad luck of others and a wish to help them. Now, we see a Jewish priest show no compassion and pass by, then a Levite who also passes by, but is at least willing to go over and look at the man before he does. Then we finally see the Samaritan, an enemy of the Jews, who actually stops and does what he can to help the injured man. We are called by God to show love and compassion to all other humans, no matter what they look like or who they might be. We are to show our faith in the things that we do. And this actually is explained extremely well in James chapter 2. Where he says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do?" So you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. So, if your faith is deep enough to not only feel compassion for others, but to put that into action and do something to help them, then it is the kind of faith Christ would have. But if we just feel compassion without doing anything to help, we're not doing anything more than walking by the road and looking at them before quickly passing them by. And that is what James is relating to as being a dead faith, a faith not worth anything. Now, in the parable about the Good Samaritan, we can see the Christian community of today in action too. I think more often than not, we may well see an unbeliever stopping to help somebody before we may see a believer stopping to help. We just don't seem to show compassion because we are the most religious, and we should not show compassion just to those who are like us. But we need to show compassion because we have a heart for Christ. In Matthew, we read that John the Baptist has been beheaded and his followers were in mourning. And the passage said that after Jesus had heard the news, he got into the boat and went to a remote area to be alone. Now, John was Jesus' cousin, and there is no doubt that Jesus was mourning as well. But the crowds found out where Jesus was going, and they came from many towns to follow him. And then in John, we get told that there was a huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. Jesus felt compassion for those who were there, enough compassion to get out of the boat and do something. And then later that afternoon, the disciples came to Jesus and told him it was late and the crowd had not eaten, and said that Jesus should now send them home. But as we know, Jesus then showed compassion for them, and he wanted to help again. So he told the disciples to feed them. And this was when Jesus instructed them to sit back, and he took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, asked for God's blessing, and divided it all amongst the 5,000 who were all fed. And the point is that Jesus felt compassion on them and actually did something about it to help. When we today pass others who are in need, do we stop and do what we can? Or do we simply feel sorry for them and then quickly keep going? To have the compassion of Christ, we need to feel a heartfelt expression of true sympathy towards another in a less fortunate situation than our own. And in our text in Luke, it says the man felt compassion for the injured man. And there was no hesitation before he started doing what he could to help. He didn't stop and wonder what others would think. He just acted from his heart to help somebody in need. He even took money out of his own pocket to pay an innkeeper. How many of us would do that? So how do we get a heart of compassion? It doesn't just happen instantly, and it is not something we can learn from a book. It takes time to develop such a heart, and it takes getting close to God. And how do we get close to God? We do that by knowing his heart. And we can do that, as I explained last week, by reading the Bible and by talking to him in prayer. The closer we are to God, the more we will know his heart, and the more our hearts will be formed to become like his. Then we need the desire to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. We need to get up and become a doer of the word. We're called to become men and women of action. We are called to love our neighbours. Who is our neighbour? It is the man or woman whom we meet on a daily basis. And we cannot love that neighbour unless we are willing to feel compassion for him and help him. So my plea is for each of us to become the Good Samaritan, who was willing to walk the walk and was not willing to just talk the talk. Father, the parable of the Good Samaritan reminds us that sometimes we seek to justify our own selfishness. We are a lot like the religious leader. We know what you seek is our heart, and the acts of love and mercy that should flow freely from our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for our selfishness. Forgive us for excusing ourselves, and let your flame of love and mercy flare up afresh in our hearts and consume our selfish tendencies. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.